Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeremy from Bremerton is. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jeremy's ready to rock, Steve. Go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeremy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, ready or not, let's do this.
What 3 letters are the universal distress signal?
SOS.
Yes. What is the capital of Indiana?
Indianapolis?
Yes. How many horns does the average black rhino have?
One.
No.
Two.
Yes. Macintosh, Braeburn, and Cosmic Crisp are all types of what fruit?
Apples.
Yes. The first synthetic hair dye was developed in what European country?
France.
Yes. What rock band has a famous album with a prism on the cover?
Pass.
How many times has Patrick Mahomes played in a Super Bowl?
5.
Yes. On what continent will you find the Niger River?
Africa.
Correct. Andre the Giant played Fezzik in what 1987 film?
The Princess Bride.
You know it. The Battle of Okinawa was the last major battle of what war?
World War II?
Yes. What rock band has a famous album with a prism on the cover?
Oh, geez. Coldplay.
No.
Guns N' Roses.
No.
Nirvana.
No. So close to a perfect 10. You just got yourself 9, Jeremy.
Oh, awesome.
And I bet there's people screaming at the radio because you didn't know the band.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that everyone knows.
Steve.
Uh-oh.
I hope you were studying in there.
I was.
Good, because you're going to need all the help.
Encyclopedia. Yes.
All right, welcome back. Are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Yeah, Cap.
1 o'clock today we will.
What 3 letters are the universal distress signal?
SOS.
Correct. What is the capital of Indiana?
I can't think of a place in Indiana. Well, I can't. Peoria?
No.
Gary?
No.
Indiana City?
No. How many horns does the average black rhino have?
Indianapolis?
Yeah, that's it.
Damn it. What was the question?
How many horns does the average black rhino
3
have? No.
2.
Yes. Macintosh, Braeburn, and Cosmic Crisp are all times types
apples.
Of what? Yes. The first synthetic hair dye was developed in what European country?
Let's go with France.
Yes. What rock band has a famous album with a prism on the cover?
Oh, that'd be Pink Floyd.
That's correct. How many times has Patrick Mahomes played in a Super Bowl?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
Yes. On which continent will you find the Niger River?
And I don't think he's going to be playing the Super Bowl this year with the way they're playing.
No.
I'm just stalling because I don't know this one. Pass.
Andre the Giant played Fezzik in what 1987 film?
The Princess Bride.
Correct.
And yes,
the Battle of
The
Battle of Okinawa was the last major battle of what war?
World War II?
Yes. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is pretty good.
Oh, no, but I didn't.
But it's not enough to beat Jeremy.
Did he get a perfect 10?
He got 9. Congratulations, Jeremy. You beat Migs.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Wow! Wow! And the only one he didn't get was what famous album has a prism on the cover? He didn't get that one. I was very disappointed.
It's like I don't need to rub it into a guy who beat me 9-8, but like it's the most iconic, one of the most iconic album covers.
I know. But also one that you didn't get that he got right. The continent where you will find the Niger River is Africa.
Okay.
Hey, better luck tomorrow, Steve Miggs.
Thanks.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Daily Miggs Show.
Not only are the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers battling it out in the ALDS, but both of these cities are known for their music as well.
That's true.
So if you believe you are a huge music fan, call in right now because we would love to put you to the test. Call 206-803-ROCK if you are a massive music fan. 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Smashing Pumpkins.
The world is a vamp.
While the Mariners of Seattle and the Tigers of Detroit are battling it out in the ballpark, both cities are also very well known for their music. So we want to have a little battle of the bands too, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, like garage rock, Motown, lots of great sounds that have come out of rap music as well. A lot of stuff has come out of the Motor City, and of course, Seattle, we're mostly known for rap.
Yes, of course.
And some like some
Sir
other stuff
Love,
too. Yes, yes.
Macklemore.
Yeah, that's it.
So we're doing the Motor City versus the Grunge City. We're going to have bands going head to head, and the Rockaholics get to pick the winners. So let's get Sean from Marysville on the line. Sean, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, man. So we've broken these up into different categories. So your category, we call this the iconic songs. These are like some of the biggest songs from a band from the Pacific Northwest versus a band from the Motor City. So here's the Seattle band.
All right, let's hear it.
I mean, I think, say what you will, there's lots of great bands, but I think the song that would probably be the most quintessential Seattle song would be Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
For sure.
Okay.
Agreeable.
And now I would say a lot of people maybe would say in the world of rock music, this would be the quintessential song to come from an artist out of Detroit.
Ooh,
yep, okay. White Stripes from Detroit.
Played at every major sporting event across the United States and beyond.
And it's not even the vocals. It's this part that I feel like everybody chants. Whoa. Yep. Every college football, soccer games. Who are you going to go with? He had to pick one head-to-head, Smells Like Teen Spirit or Seven Nation Army.
You know, I know I'm in the PNW, but I'm going to have to go with Seven Nation.
Oh, no, you turned your back on us, man.
Hang up on this man.
It's a tough one. I love both songs.
They're both iconic, to your point, Steve.
Who'd you go with?
Nirvana, of course.
Danny?
So,
I mean, you like soccer. I feel like Seven Nation Army gets played a lot at soccer matches.
I'll go with Nirvana. Because wow. Only because like that was, especially Smells Like Teen Spirit, that was the first song I learned to play on guitar.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
All right, let's get Bill from Graham. Good morning, Bill.
Hey.
All right, Bill, going head to head. This category is the classic rock bands. Two classic rock bands, from one from Seattle, one from Detroit. Here's your Seattle one. Danny's already shaking his head no. Like, you're already picking Detroit?
Well, yes, probably, but also just because the minute you started playing this, Taryn was out of her seat dancing.
That's right, Bill. That's right.
Bill's feeling it as well. Of course, this is Hart and Nancy Wilson. Barracuda's a great song.
Oh, yes.
All right, now let's
love it.
All right, let's go with Detroit. Let's see what you think about this song, though.
Just take those old records home. Oh,
This makes me think about
Risky Business.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. Bob Seger. Before you played that, I was going to say Ann and Nancy, because I've seen them live as the Heartmongers. I love them to death. But I tell you what, rest in peace, Bob. I love you. I think I'm going to have to go with Bob Seger.
Oh, damn. What is happening right now?
Hang up on this man.
This is so Seattle. Like, we're picking the other city. Oh, yeah, we like Detroit. They're pretty cool.
They have way better music so far.
Wow.
So far, 2-0.
Mike from Tacoma, good morning.
Oh, boy, I'm nervous.
Good morning.
All right, Mike, your category, rap music. We have an iconic rapper from the Pacific Northwest and an iconic rapper from the Motor City. Let's start off with the Pacific
Northwest. No doubt, Eminem all the way.
Oh, boy.
You're going to say him.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in
in your face, you get sprung.
Okay, so there's the Pacific Northwest, and I already feel like we're going to know what you're going to go with, because here is the Detroit one. So, Mike, just to make it official, are you going Detroit or Seattle on this one?
Well, since I grew up outside Detroit and Ann Arbor, and Bob Seger's high school counselor, Jim Zorn, said, "You're never making the music." I had the same high school counselor as Bob Seger.
Okay, so does that mean you're going with Eminem?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang up on this man.
This is backfiring on us, right. Taryn Daly.
We got one more. It's okay. Ken from Auburn.
All right, Ken, your category is the Battle of... Oh, crap.
Oh, no. I hate this.
The Battle of 1999. Two hit songs from 1999. One from the Pacific Northwest, one from the Detroit area. Are you ready for your Seattle one?
Let's do it. I'm going to pick Seattle just because, but let's do it.
Let's find out. This was a hit in 1999. All right, so we've got Pearl Jam's Last Kiss. No debate, my least favorite Pearl Jam song.
My least favorite song
All right, here's your Detroit representation, a hit from 1999.
Someone.
All right, Ken, what are you going with? Seattle and Detroit?
I do not want to pick Pearl Jam, but I love Pearl Jam. And I mean, I can't stand that Kid Rock song, so I got to go with Pearl Jam. And yeah, I got to give a shout out to We Care Daily Clinics, helping people with addiction and recovery, man. I appreciate you guys.
Dude, right on. Shout out to We Care Daily. That's awesome, man.
Thanks,
thank you, Ken.
Ken.
All right, one more for funsies for you guys. Okay, this one we call the category. It's singers with sick pipes and sweet hair. Okay. Here's the Pacific Northwest representation. Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. All right, now for Detroit. Singers with sick pipes and sweet hair. Now, they're from Michigan, but close enough to Detroit.
Frank and Muth.
Yes. It's weird that you know that.
Greta Van Fleet.
And Safari Song. All right, Taryn, who are you going with?
Chris Cornell and Soundgarden all the way, baby.
Danny?
Can I plead the fifth on this one?
Oh, go home.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song if you only heard a single second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see comedian Tom Papa. He's bringing the Grateful Bread Tour to the Pantages Theater in Tacoma on January 23rd. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets to comedian Tom Papa. He is bringing the Grateful Bread Tour to the Pantages Theater in Tacoma on January 23rd. Say good morning to Kyle in Seattle. What's up, Kyle?
Good morning. Another beautiful day. Picking up garbage in Seattle.
Nice.
All right, Kyle, we're going to spin the wheel and see if you're playing with me or Migs.
All right, that wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? It's been on T-Dog because, well, Danny wasn't here, so we had no choice. But this time around... Taryn, you're getting a little bit of a break because it's you and me, Kyle. Let's win these tickets.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Kyle, here is your clip. It sounds like
say that one more time.
Okay. It sounds like
would that be Foo Fighters?
Yes.
No, can I get a clue?
Okay. Sometimes when someone... when you look at your watch, you're trying to find out what
time. Times like these.
Boom!
Nailed it.
Thanks for the help.
Sometimes when I'm giving the hint, I'm like, "This is a terrible hint." Hopefully, he's tracking. And thankfully, Kyle, you were working with the same brain length.
All right, Kyle. One down. Migs used to go. Here's your clip, Steve.
Oh, okay, that's Interstate Love Song by the band that I once played drums with for a half a second. And that's Stone Temple Pilots. Kyle, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And
appreciate
Kyle.
It. You got yours, too.
Yes, we nailed it, dude. We crushed this. I have a question for you being a garbage man. What's the strangest thing you've seen in the garbage?
Oh, there is a ridiculous amount of sex toys in the trash. they don't bother to bag them. They just put them on top for some strange reason.
Well, they're just bragging at that point.
Wow. If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Stone Temple Pilots.
I told you you're supposed to put those in garbage bags there, Tyron.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received some texts and calls that we weren't able to get to, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So you can call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this morning, we were talking about wild animal encounters inspired by Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless being bitten by a bat.
And quick aside, check out The Pretty Reckless at our Unwrapped Acoustic Show that's going to be happening December 12th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Go to KSW.com for details.
We have Greg on a boat on the Puget Sound right now that has an animal encounter story. Greg, tell us about it.
You're not going to believe this. I was chased by a bear.
Oh, boy. What kind of bear?
It was big and dark. I don't know if it was black or brown.
And that's the problem when they say that. There's two different ways. We found out that it was like brown lay down, black attack or something like that. I can't remember.
No. Fight back.
Fight back.
Black fight back.
But when it's dark, they both look the same.
No, we're not supposed to run, Kay, but I was coming down Snoqualmie Pass in a friend's vehicle, and it ran out of gas. And, you know, it's not my vehicle. I didn't have the gas money. This is back in 1984. It was Memorial Day weekend. And I'm walking down the side of the Interstate 90, and there's a rustling in the bushes down the hill from me, and this bear came up the hill so fast. Mm-hmm. It came up to the guardrail and roar, you know, its paws up in the air. I just started running. This bear came over the guardrail and chased me down the side of Interstate 90. Cars are going by, and I'm thinking, how come no one's helping me? And, you know, there's a guy I worked with, and he says, you know how I know you're not lying to me? He says, my neighbor was one of the people that went by you, and he was laughing so hard that he didn't think to help.
So did the bear eventually get, like, tired or bored, or how did it end?
This thing, I mean, I ran a good quarter to a half mile. I used to run track back in school. And I could hear its claws digging into the pavement. It was behind me. And, I mean, this thing was hungry. And, I mean, I was really close to being eaten by a bear. I don't think it was protecting cubs. I think it was wanting something to eat. And I was the option of the day. But, thankfully, I was very fast on my feet back then.
And Greg, I know you said you wondered why no one was going to try and help you. I mean, I don't know if I would help anyone who's being chased by a bear either. I'd be too afraid.
Well, I was hoping that someone would, like, you know, kind of swerve at the bear to, you know, gotcha, make it stop. Or maybe they could just open up a door and let me jump in or something.
I'd do that for you.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Yeah. I'm not slowing down very much. It's enough for you to jump in the car and keep going.
Could you imagine trying to sideswipe a bear, though?
And the text that said, they said, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. If it's white, good night. You're dead.
206-803-ROCK. We were talking earlier this morning about how awesome it was getting to hold the Mariners trident that they had in the dugout last year. And we wanted to know what cool things you've gotten your hands on over the years. Juan from Maple Valley, what cool thing did you get to hold?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, Juan. How are you?
I'm here at work. Did you guys ever hear of Hector Camacho?
Yeah.
Macho Camacho. Yeah.
Boxer.
I met him back home in Tucson. There was a gym right by our house, like two doors down. And I got to hold his WBA title.
Oh, nice. All right, that's awesome. So was he just walking around with it, or like he was doing an event where he had the belt with him?
No, I asked him. He was in the ring, this dude was a real D. But in person, he was the nicest guy you ever met.
Well, yeah, he got all his douchebaggery out in the ring, probably. He's very relaxed. You know,
so I asked him, hey, you know, do you guys get to keep titles? And he had one while That's he cool. was training there in Tucson.
Juan, how heavy was that thing, do you think?
Heavy, it was about 25 pounds.
Ooh, wow.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We never asked Danny, because I know like we got to hold the trident. That was really cool. But Danny, and you've held like a championship ring.
Yeah.
So have I. Danny, have you ever got to hold something cool?
I mean, well, I said the base thing with my career.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. But
it's been a long morning.
my kid really is the thing. When she was born, I got to hold her, and that was the game.
My bad. I'm sorry. Here I am. It's like, oh, I didn't get to hear Danny's story. Meanwhile, I fully heard Danny's story. I even asked you.
Short-term memory loss. He's 51.
I've been dropped on my head a couple too many times.
Joe, you're in Issaquah this morning, and we want to go back to the subject of wild animal encounters. What was the animal encounter that you had?
Probably about 1,000 sheep. We were camping out in Ellensburg, and these guys, these herders, they would herd sheep, and they would just clear out all the foliage, I mean, within minutes. And they would pull a little trailer with the tractor, and that's where they slept. And they would just herd these sheep, and I mean, it was just unbelievable. I mean, they wiped everything out within, like, minutes, and then they just keep moving on.
That's insane.
It was so bizarre.
Did you get to pet any of the sheep?
Well, yeah, I mean, came right up to you, and they just, you know, you could touch them. I mean, they were just everywhere eating everything.
They're very hungry.
They are.
We just got a text message. I'm not sure if it's, I'm trying to double check on it, but it said that Josh Naylor will be playing today.
That's what I just read, and I'm trying to find where this fact is coming from.
Then the guy on the internet that texted us.
That's who I saw.
That's all we need. That makes it official. We just broke the news.
So, okay, if...
East Coast M's. I don't know if I trust that as a Twitter page, but all right. It says Josh Naylor's in Detroit and playing.
So does that mean that the baby is here? Because I would imagine that means the wife has had the baby. And now he has been told it's okay to leave.
Or maybe she still hasn't had the baby.
Oh, I don't know. There's so much I need to... I have so many questions.
See, that's the question, too. It's like she gives birth to the baby. Are you like, cool, babe, deuces, got to go play baseball? Or do you stay for a while and hang out with your child?
I mean, I would probably say deuces, I got to go play baseball.
I'm sure we'll figure it out as we go along.
The Daily Mix Show.
Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is happening on Saturday morning down at Pier 62, and the KISW team will be lacing up our sneakers and walking for a great cause, supporting the incredible life-saving efforts of the American Cancer Society, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You can get all the details on MSABC at KISW.com, and if you can't join us, make a donation. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
What happened with your 5-year-old daughter, Tatum, yesterday?
She's joined the dark side. something that your son has joined. Danny's daughter has joined as well. And it makes sense that she'd be the last to join the dark side since she's the youngest of our three kids. And you guys are doing the right... What are you guys doing right now?
6-7
Yes. I thought for sure Tatum was not exposed to this stupid 6-7 trend. And yesterday, what happened? She started saying it. And of course, I had some questions for her.
Well, at school, we were doing a craft. And the teacher said 6-7 The whole kindergarten's laugh. I hear 6-7
She sounds like my grandfather complaining about a new trend. This person said 6-7 and that hurt.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
I know.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
6-7
Did you say it?
One time.
Like she said, like she's guilty. Like, did you say it?
Peer pressure.
Yeah. How'd you say it?
6-7 That's how everybody says it.
That's so funny.
Everybody says it like 6-7
They go 6-7 Barrett was telling Taryn about that too.
Sits in the background like, I don't even get what's going on right now.
None of us do.
No, and then trying to explain it makes it even more confusing.
But the kids don't mean that. They don't even know.
They don't even know what it means?
Yeah, but they just said it.
Because it's funny?
But it makes me say those kind of...
There we go.
Another day, and we still don't know what it means.
Now even a five-year-old has no idea what it means, but is saying it as well.
Someone needs to get to the bottom of this.
Who's that going to be?
Ryan Castle.
Got you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Breaking news. It looks like Josh Naylor is in Detroit, baby.
Let's go.
We're going to talk Mariners during the Daily Mix download after Sublime.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle in the studio with us. Are we getting the Mariners game on one of the conference room TVs or down on the performance?
Why would I put forth all of that effort when I could just walk down the street to the bar and watch it?
Is that what your plan is?
I mean, at two.
At two.
Well, I think it's a couple endings.
At 1:48 to be precise.
Yes.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, yeah. Just like you guys are going to leave here at 10:02 today.
Well, as soon as possible, yes. I want to get home and watch the game at home.
We have a meeting, and I have so many things I need to talk to you about.
Great.
Very important. Very important.
High level.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Line. You're talking about the Mariners playing around 1 o'clock. Game 3 of the American League Divisional Series. The series is tied at one game apiece, and now they're going to be in Detroit, and they will be there with their star player, their first baseman, Josh Naylor. What kind of shoes will he be wearing? Will they be glitter? Will they be gold? Who knows? Will they have his child's placenta on it? I don't know.
Wow. Is he a father yet? Do we know?
I don't know, but
Naylor, that's what got him into this boat in the first place. Am I right?
Yeah, he's been on, whether or not he's going to be on paternity leave or not, we didn't know because he wasn't traveling with the team. But the Mariners put out their lineup on their official page, and Josh Naylor is in the lineup. So that's awesome news for us Mariners fans. It's going to be a fun one to watch. Hopefully we walk away with a 2-1 series lead today.
I just felt my heart start beating a little bit faster when you said that.
And if you got nothing going on, Ryan Castle, you don't have to go to a bar. You can head on over to T-Mobile Park. They're going to be having a watch party there. $15 gets you in. You can watch it on the biggest screen in Seattle.
$27 a beer. Count me in.
All right, good.
In other local news, this is a big honor for a Seattle scientist.
Ryan
Her
Castle.
Name is right. Mary Brunkow, and she's from the Institute for Systems Biology. She just won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. She shares this award for research that uncovered how our immune system keeps from attacking itself. Very important.
And oddly enough, she has yet to beat me at Beat Migs. We should get her on.
What a dummy.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Let's do it. Let's get some scientists on to play
You know what? She probably knows real stuff and not trivial stuff. I mean, it's in the name.
Yeah, let's get Mary. If anyone knows Mary Brunkow, I'm sure lots of rockologists hang out with her. Let's get her on Beat Migs so I can beat her and make her feel bad for not being smart.
Should we do PhD week? I know a bunch of them.
Oh, okay. That would be great. Yeah.
Or Nobel Prize winning week.
Yeah. A lot of Nobel Peace Prize.
Are you smarter than Plattsburgh?
Not many people are. Go Cardinals. Hey, the Seattle Kraken, they finalized their 23-man opening roster. They that 19-year-old Berkeley Catton, last year's third leading scorer in the WHL, he made the team. So that's exciting news for the youth movement when
just
it comes to the
baby.
Kraken. And they are rocking with three goalies. Joey Decord, he'll probably be the starter. He'll definitely be the starter. And then Philip Grubauer and Matt Murray, they're going to be going back and forth and figure out which one they're going to stick with. But the season starts this Thursday. I can't believe we're already ready. Hockey season is here, and they're going to be taking on the Anaheim Ducks.
Boy, when was the last time we had hockey, baseball, and football all at the same time?
It's so exciting.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. And soccer.
And soccer as well.
So I have not figured out my Halloween costume yet. I'm trying not to panic about that, but Variety has released a list of the best pop culture Halloween costumes so far for 2025. A lot of these trends come from movies and TV and music.
All right, let's see which ones we would wear.
The top picks include Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl look.
I
will not be wearing that.
Ryan, I'll get you that costume.
Okay.
I'll fulfill many fantasies.
Shortest one possible.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio's role in One Battle After Another. Apparently, the Oasis.
But Danny's going to dress up as Titanic. So
the Oasis costume is very popular. You go as the Brothers Gallagher.
Okay, as long as you fight by the end of the night.
Yes, I mean it's got to be believable. Labubu plush toys, Danny.
I can pull that off.
Characters from Wicked and The Bear, and then pop culture icons like Charlie XCX and Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm going to be a sexy hard-boiled egg.
I'm going to be a sexy Labubu.
Ew.
You are a sexy Labubu.
Definitely close to a Labubu. Hey, if you're going to the Turnstile show tonight at the Wamuu Theater, both Danny V and I are going to be there. Be sure to say hi and ask us why the hell are we out on a Tuesday night.
Or Sleep Token in Tacoma.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sleep Token in Tacoma's happening. We're not going to be there.
Sleeping at my house while you guys do that.
Big weekend night on a Tuesday.
I'm happy that the Mariners are starting at 1, so I'll have enough time to get a nap in. Might be the oldest thing I've said today.
Hammered.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 70 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
We have a meeting.
Oh, great. The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.